Moving on now, Bahrain Centre for Human Rights has expressed concern about hundreds of inmates who are on a hunger strike in a Bahraini prison. The group says the detainees have complained about being beaten, insulted and kept in unsanitary cells. Around 600 prisoners launched the hunger strike 9 days ago to protest torture and ill treatment in custody. Inmates in Bahrain's detention centres have previously staged hunger strikes to demand better conditions. However, reports say nothing has changed. Thousands are kept behind bars for taking part in pro-democracy rallies, which began more than 3 years ago. The protests have faced a harsh crackdown by the Al-Khalifa regime, leaving scores dead. Let's discuss this more with Saeb Shath, author and Middle East affairs expert, joining us from Belfast via Skype. Well, welcome to the programme, sir. Dr. Shath, why do you think the West, first of all, is not putting pressure on Manama regarding the mass hunger strike?
Bahrain as a country who's dominated and controlled by a feudalist family who suppress the people of Bahrain, they turned the country into a military base to the United States of America's Fifth Fleet, the Navy, the Fifth Fleet of the Navy. And since then, all the West, media, and the male, and as well as human rights organizations and countries will ignore the plight of the Bahraini people and will focus somewhere else, since Bahrain is serving the interests of the imperialist power, the United States of America. This is where the double standards come from. We know as well from the experiences of the Palestinian hunger strikers and the Irish hunger strikers, a hunger striker go to this limit, and that can, of course, jeopardize their health, and they can lose their life as well. An unbelievable and amazing struggle and fight. That is, says it's, they are desperate. And people like Abdul Hadi Al Khawaja, who's led this kind of hunger strike, is going to that limit to bring attention to their plight, to their suffering behind bars by this fascist regime, for him and his brothers and comrades in this bar as well, to focus the world attention on the suffering of the people of Bahrain in the streets of Bahrain, who's been suffering a crushing kind of military actions against them. Lots of scores of Bahraini people being killed, and nobody in the international community give any space, even in their media, to cover such atrocities.
And of course, Dr. Shaz, how much has the Bahraini revolution gained momentum? What has been its achievements?
Bahraini people, to start with, they are well-known people from even the 50s and 60s as organized workers and trade unions, intellectuals in the Gulf States. That's one of the bright areas of culture in the Arab world, Bahrain, and their struggle emphasized on the suffering of the people of Bahrain and how a fascist regime or a family can pretend it's own the country and it's own its wealth and it can hire the country to serve as a military base for a foreign power to interfere in the area and to cause havoc against the neighboring countries. So the revolution of Bahrain is focused the attention, at least from the Arab masses and from the international supporters to Bahrain, to show the people what was happening in there and who is really abusing the Bahraini people and who is using the double standards in the West to support such a regime to sustain their interests in the area.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time being. Many thanks to Dr. Saeb Shath, author and Middle East affairs expert from Belfast. Thanks for your time there, sir.